Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Okay, so we talked presidential politics in the last segment. Let's now talk about state politics, because on November 8th, you will also have the chance to weigh in on ballot question one. That's the question that would expand Massachusetts casino gaming law to allow a second slot parlor in the state. What some voters might not know is that the name of the man behind ballot question one is Eugene McCain. He's the driving force behind the Yes on One campaign, but so far, he's been a mystery. He's almost never spoken to local reporters about who he is or why he's pushing to open a slot parlor in Revere on his land. But he finally did speak to the Boston Globe's Stephanie Ebert. She's out with a big profile of McCain in today's Globe. Stephanie, it's great to talk with you again.
Great to be with you again. Thanks.
Okay, Stephanie, I first got to ask, Mr. McCain is the driving force behind question one, but he's also supremely enigmatic. I mean, when you and I co-hosted that live debate about question one, he didn't come. He sent a local politician from Maine to represent him and the question. So I guess what I'm getting at is, how did you get Eugene McCain to finally sit down and talk with you?
That has been a question that some people have been asking me, and it's I was joined by my colleague Sean Murphy, who writes about casinos also. I believe he agreed because he has hired a political consultant who's working on the campaign, and I had made the case that I wanted to hear more about him personally and why he was doing this. What remains curious to me, he still is behind the scenes. As you noted, he was not the person who spoke to us during our debate. He has not been well seen in Revere, even though he has moved to Revere to do this project. So it's kind of a dichotomy that I don't understand. I think it's very important to people in Massachusetts to see some local push behind a local effort. And he seems to get that and wanting to be here and be part of the community as he's promoting it, but is still a bit removed.
So that's so interesting because, I mean, if question one passes, it is he who stands to gain dramatically from it. So help us pull back the curtain in terms of what you were able to discover about Eugene McCain as he spoke to you. For example, you reported that he filed personal bankruptcy a couple years ago, back in 1999, but he refuses to name his fellow investors, and his plans have been criticized as amateurish and sloppy. So tell us about his business record.
It's very hard to pin down a lot of material on his business record from here, given that some of it's happening in Thailand. I was able to get some material on Hawaii and a lot of material online, and he did speak to me about it and provide pictures and the
now,
like.
Let me just jump here. Hawaii, because
sure,
he had lived there and done
he
business
had,
there.
Yes.
And Thailand, because he had lived there for quite some time as well.
Yes, he had spent more than 30 years originally in Hawaii and then about a dozen years in Thailand pursuing developments in each of those places. In Hawaii, the business that he claims is pretty much his main business, Royal Coast, I couldn't find any active or even inactive paperwork on the business website for Hawaii. I'm not sure what that means because it's presumably out of usage now, and this does date back a bit of a ways. But there are also reports of various lawsuits that have been filed over time against him and his businesses. So, you know, I was able to, I guess, scratch the surface with this story. I have seen these lovely resorts that he said he built in Thailand and properties in Hawaii that look like great vacation spots. And so that's what makes this all the more unusual that he would come to Revere to build a slots casino in this unusual spot.
You also write that he filed for bankruptcy, as we mentioned, that personal bankruptcy, but he discharged more than $2 million in debt owed to creditors, mostly to his mother?
Mostly to his mother. That struck me as I was looking through the bankruptcy filing, that the bulk of it was to her. You know, I was piecing together these threads, and it's just such an interesting profile of somebody who would come into this casino world now and who says he doesn't have any experience actually building casinos personally.
So, Stephanie, let's talk about that for a second,
sure,
because as you rightly point out, that's a huge question, right? I mean, as you wrote in your Globe profile of him, that he's never been involved directly in a gambling venture. It's almost always been in real estate, those resorts we were talking about. Did he tell you why, then, he's making this transition or wants to open this slot parlor in Revere?
He got close to telling us why. I think what he suggests is that this opportunity revealed itself to him through people he knows in the Boston area. And that since Massachusetts legalized gambling and had this casino licensing process, he learned about it through others in the business and came to take a look.
But he must be very motivated, right? Because, I mean, they had to go through the process of getting this on the ballot.
Yes. And that it's very interesting how that happens, by the way. You really only need a few people to get a petition drive together to get a ballot question going. Once you do, somebody who has the resources can hire a signature gathering firm to go out and get voters to sign petitions agreeing to put it on the ballot. And that's what he did, and now here it is. And so voters statewide are going to consider this matter that the way that it's written pretty much only affects property that he is assembling to buy. The reason it is allowed to be considered statewide is that theoretically, there could be other spots that could be built or could be bought up that would also qualify. But he's the one who's most involved and stands to gain here.
So, Stephanie, you just nailed it in terms of the thing that continues to perplex me about
yes.
question one, that it's pretty much a question that, if it passes, is going to have an impact on property that Eugene McCain owns.
Yeah.
So you and Sean have talked to him now more than anybody else,
more than most,
in the
yes.
Massachusetts press corps, at least. I mean, mm-hmm. Not to say that we can know a complete human being off of just one interview,
sure.
but I don't know. What do you make of it?
Well, he makes the case that this is something that would be beneficial for Revere, which is a city that really bought into the idea of having a casino at the mostly defunct Suffolk Downs racetrack and whose community supported it in prior referenda. You know, from his point of view, he's offering something. He's offering, he wants to build a hotel there as well, clean up an area that there's not much going on now, and try to present some economic development to the city.
Well, finally, Stephanie, tomorrow, voters in Revere are going to have a chance to at least have a say, non-binding say, in terms of whether they want a slot parlor there. What impact, if any, could tomorrow's Revere-specific referendum have on the statewide ballot question?
I think if Revere passes this, it's going to be much tougher for the city officials there who have been opposing it to continue doing so. The mayor of Revere, Brian Arrigo, has been very much against this. He's been suspicious of Eugene McCain and you know called his plan sloppy and the like. He has been representing that this is not worth it to Revere, that they could do better and try to get something more substantive there than a slots parlor, which is going to look like a little cousin of the Wynn Casino that's being built right nearby in Everett.
The giant.
The
Wynn
giant
casino.
One, $2.1 billion there. So I suspect that since people in Revere were amenable to this before, that they will be again, and that it will give Eugene McCain a big boost going into the November vote. Of course, then as voters statewide consider a question that seems pretty narrowly confined to one development site in Revere, why should they turn it down if the city of Revere wants it? So I think it's a very smart move that the developer made here to get this on the ballot beforehand. The city had fought it and tried not to have a local referendum before the statewide one. And I think it's for this reason that it will give it a good boost going into the statewide referendum. Mm.
Well, Stephanie Ebert is a reporter for the Boston Globe. She had today's profile on Eugene McCain, the man behind ballot question one. We've got a link to Stephanie's story at our website, radioboston.org. Always great to talk with you, Stephanie. Thank you so much.
Great to talk with you, Magna. Thank you.